It takes a lot to realize you control your own life. You put into these circumstances where you don't. Mostly, right? People go to work. They work to make a living, to fund the lives, to go back to work, to make the living, to fund their lives. It's this wheel. It's never-ending race. You step out of the matrix for a second and say, yo, all I want to do is be happy. Or all I want to do are these six things. And then you set yourself up to go live these six things.
So what you just heard was a little video that I saw on TikTok the other day. I can't tell you the name of the creator, but I can tell you the TikTok account. It's called Daily Motivation with Bree with two I's. And I really wanted to start this episode with this video right here because nothing made more sense to me this past week than these words that you guys just heard. It's so easy for us to just get caught up in what society wants us to feel. It's so easy for us to get caught up in the middle of a storm, just being concerned with the outside world. And it's insane when you realize that all you have to do is stop. All you have to do is flip the switch in your mind and understand that all you want in this life is to be happy. And nothing that is happening on the outside world will have control on your inside world. And this, my friends, this was something incredibly hard for me to do this week. Once again, you already know that I am very transparent with everything that I go through. It's the only way that I know how to share my message here with you guys. And it's the only way that this podcast runs. It's just me sitting here and being absolutely honest with everything that I go through in order to help you. So first things first, welcome back to another episode of Sylvie Talks Soul. Thank you so much for being here today. Thank you so, so much for keep riding with me, really. This means so much to me. I see you coming back every single week, and this means the world to me. So thank you so much for being here today. I hope you had a better week than I did. And if you didn't, don't worry. Let's all sit here and let's have a conversation about it. And it's, you know, let's try and bring our spirits back up and trying to flip that switch, because I think that's all we need. We just need to have the strength, the courage, the hope to flip that switch and understand that we have control over our lives. Nothing that can happen on the outside world should be able to put you in a state, okay? Because I feel like I hear that a lot. I also used to use this sentence a lot, you know, oh my gosh, this happened and it put me in a state. And nothing that is going on the outside world should be able to put you in a state. Well, this sounds a lot better, right? then it's easier to do because we're human, so we get affected with all of these things. But let me, you know, catch you up with with everything that's been happening. You know, I've been struggling a little bit over the past few days. Once again, because my mind was just racing with things that were going on that were outside of my control. And it's crazy how when you have this attention, when you have this awareness about your ego, you know that it's there, right? And you try not to pay too much attention, and you try to make sure it doesn't take over you. But it's still there. It's not going anywhere. Your ego is there. And it's patiently waiting until you slip up, or patiently waiting until you give him a shot to show off, right? And it's when you are in your most vulnerable state that your ego is going to thrive. It doesn't need much. It just needs you to be vulnerable for a little bit, to be hopeless for a little bit, to be sad for a little bit, to feel some type of way about something for a little bit. This is all your ego needs in order to just show up and show off. And this is exactly what I was feeling these past few days. I was feeling that my ego was taking over me because I wasn't able to fix some things that were absolutely outside of my control. And in my head, I had this block that, okay, well, if this part of my life is not working, then the other parts of my life are not going to work either, because my mindset is not, it's not really where it needs to be in order for me to have the full energy and the full capacity to complete and do whatever I need to do. I need this part of my life to work. And I got so focused and I got so worried about the part that it wasn't working that it affected everything else that I had going on. And when I say it really messed everything. It really messed everything up. And it took me some days to sit down and really realize that, like, damn, look at you. You're falling for the trap. All you need to do is just sit back and relax. Like, why are you putting yourself through a state that you know you have control over? You know you don't have to put your mind in things, in physical things, on the outside world. You know what you need to do. You need to sit down. You need to meditate. You need to focus on your breathing. You need to slow down a little bit. You need to calm down those thoughts that keep haunting you every single day and telling you that you're not successful. You're not going to be able to do this. You're not going to be able to do that. And you need to be able to quiet those. So in one side of my brain, I had this, it was like I had two people having a whole discussion in my head. I had my ego and then I had my higher self. And my higher self was just, you know, sitting back, relaxing, and I wasn't even paying attention to it, but my higher self was there. And it was silently throwing me, you know, these hints telling me, relax, it's not a big deal. It's going to go by. Like, you don't have to worry about a thing. You are happy. You are beautiful. You are successful. Don't worry about it. It's not working out now because it's not supposed to work out that way. And you're going to understand it later. Just have hope. Just chill, relax, enjoy life. Stop worrying about those things. So I had my higher self, as usual, you know, pumping these whispers into my brain. And then I had my ego. And my ego was loud. And my ego was worry. My ego was putting me down, was making me sad, was making me emotional, was making me take everything personal, was making me shift my vision and shift my focus to things that I couldn't control and making me think that I could control. And I just wasn't able to do it because I was just not capable of doing it. These were the things that my ego were just pumping into my brain at the same time. And of course, your ego is going to try to be loud and ghetto and make you be all over the place, make you have conversations that don't even fit you anymore, make you think things that are not even a part of who you are anymore. Your ego makes you go back to your old habits, makes you do things that you don't even, you know, identify with those anymore. And these were things that for some reason I was falling for. Like in true honesty, I was falling for not all of it, but I was feeling sad. I was like, oh my God, like what is happening? I was emotional all the time and I wasn't getting the answers that I was supposed to get. And then I was taking everything personal and I was just being very defensive with the situations that were happening towards me and I couldn't find a way out. So I was just struggling with my own self. And then one fine morning, I was just like, you know what? You need to let this shit go. Like I don't know. And I wish I could tell you what it takes for you to get to this moment. I wish I could tell you the magic words that you have to say to yourself in order to have this switch flip in your head. But I really don't know what it is, but it's just a realization, maybe a good night of sleep. I don't know, maybe a meditation session. Maybe when you're doing your breathing exercises, it just hits you out of nowhere. Maybe it's the moon, you know, maybe it's a moon gazing moment that you have right before you go to sleep. Or maybe it's when you open a book and you start reading and you read a passage that resonates to you and this flips and this causes the switch to flip. I really don't know what it is, but it's something. It's something is going to hit you at a certain point. And let me tell you something, actually. There was one day, one of these days that I was like all over the place. I was riding my bike back from the gym. And this was something that I promised myself that I was gonna keep doing, like regardless of how messed up my life was gonna be, I'm gonna go to the gym and I'm gonna put a good workout in. Because in my head I was like, well, maybe, you know, this switch will happen when I'm at the gym, you know, really just sweating it out and not thinking about anything and just working out. But that didn't happen. But anyway, I was coming back from the gym. And I was really close, getting close to my house. And there's like a road where it has some trees close to the street where the cars go by. And I can't really see across the street because of the trees. But so I was like just riding my bike, you know. And I don't know what happened, but I decided to just stop for a second because I was like tired or whatever. So I decided to just stop for a second and look to my right. And in between those trees was like a gap and I could see the building across the street. And this building across the street had a big whole sign, like a huge sign that says, "Be happy." I couldn't see anything else because the street was just covered with trees. But at that right moment, when I decided to take a break and I looked to my right, I don't know why, but I decided to look and I saw there was a gap between the trees and I could see the words across the street on this big old sign. And it said, "Be happy." You know how crazy? You know how crazy that sound? No, I'm joking, but that made me feel some type of way. I was like, oh my God, you know what? And then I was just laughing because in my head, I was just like, wow, like what are the odds of me stopping, taking a break right here, looking to my right, finding a gap between the trees and finding a sign to tell me to just be happy. And some of you might think that these are just words that get thrown around and really don't mean anything. But when you get to a point where you have this, I say it all the time, self-awareness and consciousness, and you really start to appreciate the little things and you really start to understand the power what you see and what you say and what you feel, these little things make the difference. And to be honest, I think that was my flip of a switch. I think that was, or at least it was halfway. I want to say it was halfway because even after that, my ego tried to be louder. But when I saw that, I was like, wow, life is really that simple. We are the ones that complicate everything. Because life is really that simple. Just be happy. Just let go of everything. Just do whatever you want to do. Think whatever you want to think. Feel whatever you want to feel. You get to choose this. And it's so easy for us to just get affected with little things, really. Now I can sit here and I can recognize that, wow, like, really? That was why you were so upset? That situation made you really upset. That situation made you doubt all of your journey. Really made you question everything that you went through to get here today. It only took you that. So these are questions that you need to start, you know, asking yourself whenever you are in a tight spot or whenever you are feeling sad or whenever you are feeling that you don't have the capacity to do certain things. Ask yourself, are you serious after all that you've been through? All that you've been through, and this little thing is making you question your entire existence on this earth. Now, you got to be kidding me. Now, this is my higher self. This is my higher self talking to the person that I was feeling a couple of days ago. So that is my message, you guys. You know, I wish I could sit here and give you a potion or magic words, but just look for those little things to flip your switch, okay? To make you see that you are a lot more than your thoughts. And don't let anything that happened on the outside world control how you feel inside, okay? I know that it's hard, and I remember saying it here before that I really don't stress about anything. My life is really light. Like I just have complete understanding that I have to let go. But sometimes, you know, we're only humans and it happens, and it's okay when it happens, and it's okay for you to accept this, okay? Don't shut it down, because you need these moments. You need these moments to feel that you can overcome them. Okay? It's very easy to say that life is a walk in a park. It can be. It can be. And for the most part, it really is a walk in a park. We just have to flip the switch in our head and understand that. And I know it's hard. I know it's hard, but we got it. We can do it. You just got to believe in it. So that is my my quick and short message of today. I really felt like this week was really something else. You know, I'm not going to give you details because it's over now and it really doesn't matter. And it was dumb anyways, but it's been crazy, y'all. It's been crazy. My life is shifting. Long story short, my life is shifting, and for the first time, I feel like I'm having full control of this shift. To explain it really, really quickly, I feel like my entire life, everything that happened to me, I was forced to shift. Either a life situation or whatever I was going through at the time, it just forced me to change. It forced me to shift the way that I was living. And I really had no control over it. It was more so a survival. I was just in survival mode. And I was just like, you know what? Like, that didn't work out. Now I have to shift. That didn't work out. Well, I have to shift. That is kind of working out, but oh well. In the end, it didn't. So now I have to shift. So everything that I have been doing was kind of like in a survival mode type of thing. And now, now I feel that I have a lot more control over everything that I'm doing. And truly, for the first time, I really feel that this is me claiming my power back, me claiming my life back and saying to myself, no, I am not going to put up with any of this. I deserve that. I deserve a lot more. I want a lot more. I want to be able to do, to feel, to experience a lot more. And in order to do that, I need to let go of certain things. And I am actively letting go of what no longer serves me. And that feels good. When it works out. When it works out, it really feels good. So some things are shifting in my life right now, and I can totally feel it. My body can feel it. My emotions are feeling it. My thoughts are feeling it. And I guess that's why I attracted those not so good situations last week, because I was in this, you know, shaky mode where I didn't really know what was right, what was wrong, and some things were wrong. And then I just let the wrong affect everything. So that just threw me off a little bit. But now I'm back. I'm back on the court, coach. I got it. I'm going to make the shot now. I missed about 2 free throws, but I got these. I got the next ones. So that's it. That's it. Basically, that's the reason why I have been a little bit shaky lately. Some changes are happening, and changes are good. I feel like changes are only good. You just have to switch your perspective on things and understand that, you know, some things don't work out. They're not supposed to work out. And that is okay. At the end of the day, you still have control over your life. And that's what's the most important. So that is my message, you guys. So once again, thank you so, so much for being here. It's always an honor to just sit down and get to share my experience, get to share whatever I'm going through. And I know that I have you guys out there to listen to and to share your opinion and to share your perspective. So thank you for riding with me. I'm excited. It's been 8 months of podcasting. We're gonna talk about that a little bit later, because there has been some accomplishments that I want to share with you guys, but not this one, not on this episode. I'm gonna save that for a little one. But once again, thank you so much for being here. If you like this episode, don't forget to share it with your friends, with your families, you know, whoever needs to listen to this message. Make sure you send it to them. And you can find this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. So thank you so much, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye.